You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Joint Finance Committee has started work on the state budget this week. Republicans essentially take the governor's budget down to the studs and basically start over. GOP members released their plan to nix about 600 proposals from Evers' plan. State Senator Howard Markline said it's about to be a long month, month and a half, as they negotiate. The site of a beloved decades-long Wisconsin Dells attraction is sold. The property that was home to the Tommy Bartlett Water Ski Show and the Tommy Bartlett Exploratory has been purchased by Ripley's Believe It or Not World Entertainment. The sale announced Monday comes 5 years after the Bartlett venue closed in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The owners of the shuttered property searched for a buyer who would maintain the space as a tourism and entertainment spot. The new owners plan to keep the site open as a year-round attraction. New data from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction found most students are missing school less often year over year, but students from low-income families are still missing school at a higher rate. According to the data, overall chronic absenteeism dropped by about 2% from the 2022-23 school year to last school year. The overall rate last year was 17.7%, but the data found students from low-income families are still missing more than 1 in 10 days of school at a rate of 29.5%. From Mother's Day to Father's Day, United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties is holding a diaper drive. You can help by donating new and unopened diapers of all sizes, unscented wipes, and diaper rash paste or cream from May 12th through June 13th. Just bring your donations to the United Way office on 351 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids, Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 4. Mother's Day is this weekend. Many choose to honor the emotional and mental sacrifices made in the journey of motherhood. But what about the physical sacrifices? Lisa Hale has the details.
It isn't always easy, and the experience is different for every person who has ever given birth. Dr. Kristen Lyerly says the effects of pregnancy on a woman's body take a while to resolve.
It's not joyful for everyone. It is for many people, but not for everyone. And importantly, it's not over when the baby comes out. It takes a year for your body to recover from a pregnancy.
The Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show airs weekends on all Civic Media radio stations, but you can hear more of this interview on this week's issue of New Wisco Weekend at civicmedia.us.
It's a busy time for farmers, but one state representative says they need to make their voices heard now. Joanne Krulots reports.
Farmers need to make their voices heard on agricultural equipment, lemon law legislation. That from the state representative and farmer Travis Tranel of Cuba City after no one testified on the bill during a public hearing at the Capitol this week.
Your voice matters and you need to be part of the process. And so if things like right to repair are important to you, which I think to most farmers they are, you need to show up. You need to let legislators and people that sit on these committees know, and you need to let farm organizations that are supposed to be representing the voice of farmers know that these things matter.
Tranel is the author of Assembly Bill 31. The bill, in coordination with Senate Bill 8, would give farmers protection against faulty equipment while under warranty, similar to lemon laws for automobiles. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Milwaukee heads to Florida for a three-game series. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. After taking 2 of 3 games from the Houston Astros this week to get back to .500, the Brewers are taking on the Tampa Bay Rays for a three-game set this weekend. The Rays are currently on a three-game losing streak and sit 5 games below .500. Milwaukee is 3 games back in the NL Central. The NBA playoffs continue tonight. Last night, it was the Minnesota Timberwolves blowing past the Golden State Warriors 117-93 to even up the series at a game apiece. Tonight's games include the Pacers taking on the Cavaliers, where Indiana leads 2 games to none, and the Nuggets taking on the Thunder in a series currently tied at a game apiece. The NFL is announcing its schedule next Wednesday in full, with the league announced that it will release select games on its broadcast partners. Several games will be announced between CBS, Fox, NBC, and ESPN, as well as streaming platforms Amazon Prime and Netflix on Monday and Tuesday. The full schedule will then be announced Wednesday at 7 p.m. on the NFL Network. Lower-seeded teams in the WIAC Baseball Championship won both games yesterday as Platteville and Oshkosh advanced. They'll square off today. La Crosse and host Whitewater play in an elimination game to start things off today. One of those four schools will be crowned conference champion tomorrow afternoon at the end of the double elimination tournament. Today is the start of the WIAC Softball Championship at top-seeded Whitewater. Oshkosh is the number two seed. Both Whitewater and Oshkosh have a bye until tomorrow's semifinal round. Platteville takes on La Crosse, while Stevens Point gets Eau Claire. The winners today will play tomorrow in the semifinals, followed by the WIAC Championship game. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Just days after the president announced 100% tariffs on foreign films, there is serious pushback. According to Variety, the proposal is on shaky legal ground, as the president has been using the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977, which gives him power to regulate trade in times of national emergency. But a Georgetown law professor says a 1994 amendment says a president can't stop the flow of audiovisual media. Since announcing the executive order, the White House said nothing official has been decided. Maybe Trump will forget about tariffs altogether after his failed run at the papacy. Keeping it papal, we have a new pope. But fun fact, according to The Hollywood Reporter, cardinals in Rome watched the movie Conclave as a research tool to help them in selecting the new pontiff. Politico reports that many cardinals called the film remarkably accurate. Coincidentally, the new pope's last name is not Fiennes, Lithgow, or Tucci. A new book about the show Better Call Saul reveals an interesting journey for the character of Saul Goodman. The character was first introduced on Breaking Bad before receiving its own spinoff, Better Call Saul. The role elevated actor Bob Odenkirk's career to a new level, although he probably would have gotten there anyway. The book, Saul Goodman v. Jimmy McGill, the complete critical companion to Better Call Saul, reveals that AMC wanted producers of Breaking Bad to scrap the Saul Goodman character altogether, but the producers stuck to their guns. Saul first appears in season 2 of Breaking Bad, but before he went by that moniker, he was Jimmy McGill, as we learned in the prequel, Better Call Saul. Also a fun fact, the Saul Goodman character was almost played by actor Michael McKean, who played Jimmy McGill's older brother Chuck, also a lawyer on Better Call Saul. I realize this only makes sense if you are a fan of both shows. If you've got 800 smackers burning a hole in your pocket, you could see Jerry Seinfeld live. Seinfeld will be performing at Madison's Overture Center on May 30th. I recommend going to the Overture Center's website, where tickets start anywhere from $70 to $90. But if you want to sit close enough to make sure Jerry flosses those piano keys, make sure you get your tickets off the Overture site, where they are a pricey $500, but still $300 cheaper than other outlets. If you're thinking about heading to Summerfest this year, make sure you check their website. Wednesday on Nightlight, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music writer Piet Levy told me a lot of acts have been added since the lineup was announced in February. This year's performers include The Killers, Def Leppard, Lainey Wilson, Gigi Perez, Billy Corgan, and his new band. And if you're feeling retro, check out the Isley Brothers, Rick Springfield, and Devo. The event takes place over the course of 3 weekends and opens in about 6 weeks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be a really nice weekend today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the low, maybe mid-70s in some spots here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to near 50. Tomorrow, sunny in the mid-70s. On Sunday, sunshine with highs in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.